1-800-450-7876. I'm interrupt. Stop anything to get this lady up and on board with us. I consider her a dear friend and someone who is an absolute friend to this audience and audiences across this country. Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable, the Right Honorable, let me put it that way, Maxine Waters of the House of Representatives representing Southern California. Miss Waters, I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me on the show.
That's anytime, anytime, anywhere. Thank you very much. Share with us, you've been in some serious observation of what is going on in Haiti, number one. And number two, I must ask you to give us your observation, your reading of what took place in at the State of the Union message. In fact, I'd move to that first.
Well, let me just say this. I was not at the State of the Union message. I was returning from Haiti.
Ah.
And all that I have seen is the information that has been shared through most of the television stations, some clips, and the polls that seemed to be in his favor and showed him doing a pretty good job of being able to express what is going on in this country, mm-hmm. and basically say that he is going to continue to work for health care, and I guess he called out the Supreme Court.
Yes, he
the latest decision that they made that would allow corporations to spend endless amounts of money to promote their agenda, which is a very dangerous thing.
Well, you know, it's a dangerous thing, and it's going to bring a calling of what is and what is not a corporation in the United States. But then it opts for something else, and that is, what then is a corporation in the world? Do European corporations have the same standing as American corporations? And if those corporations have a leg in the United States of America, and they are not a nationalized company, but they are a company with representatives of or citizens of the United States working for them here, do they then wind up with the same opportunity as a U.S. corporation?
Well, I heard some of that discussion, and it seems as if there was some controversy about the president saying that it would allow basically foreign countries, foreign corporations rather, to be able to contribute. As you know, these companies, these big companies, are international in scope. Some of them may be domiciled or have headquarters in the United States, but have subsidiaries all over the world.
Yes.
And so I don't know what the definition is going to be. It seems to me they're not going to be able to separate, an American firm from a German firm, because we have German firms who are domiciled in the United States. So I don't know how they're going to split that baby. I just know this, that, you know, this decision, which gives a corporation the same rights as an individual and allows them to spend endless amounts of money for and against candidates, will change the politics in this country dramatically. And corporations will be able to buy their way right through the Congress of the United States in a very open way. A lot of people say that even though they're prevented from doing it now, they do some bundling, and that they have power and that influence. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hmm. Do you believe that the, and I'm asking for, this is in the broader sense, that the president, being the president of the country and of the people, was correct in calling out and saying, I have a problem, and I believe we are going to have a problem with the decision made by this august body, the Supreme Court?
No, I think he was perfectly within his rights. I don't think that it was done improperly. I don't think that anybody should have felt insulted by it. I believe that when the president is doing the State of the Union and he's talking about those things that will have a tremendous impact on the State of the Union, then he should identify what those are.
Mm.
And this is a big one. And so I think that You know, if Alito was offended, that's his problem. I think the president was within his rights to do so.
Do you think that the champing at the bit that's taking place of associates or those who applaud the justice are doing so because he is an outspoken individual and considered, one, a gadfly, and two, an ideological lightning rod for the party?
I'm sorry, were you referencing the Supreme Court Justice the President?
No, the Supreme Court Justice, ma'am.
Oh, I see. Well, the Supreme Court Justice obviously has a problem with Barack Obama. And it was laid out earlier today when they said when Barack Obama and Biden visited the Supreme Court, Alito didn't even show up.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another incident that they noted. And I think he has a problem with this president, period.
And so that's the story to that, and that's the story to that, that he has a problem.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Back to Haiti now. When you in your trip to Haiti, in your visitations there, what did you see and that you can share with us?
Well, the devastation is overwhelming. All the accounts that you have seen on television pale in comparison to what you really see on the ground. You know, Port-au-Prince is pretty much destroyed. Other areas outside of Port-au-Prince, Jacmel and Carrefour and all of these places have just tremendous damage. If you can believe that some of these buildings just pancaked, just came straight down and pancaked, and the people... Many people are still in those buildings, by the way, that rubble. Some of them just pulverized, and the concrete just looked like it turned to sand and just spilled over into the streets. People are living on the street in the parks with little tarps and pieces of cloth just covering them or on the ground. The UN itself lost 40 people. The State Department are still looking for 6 of its people. They are all sleeping in the embassy with cots and on the ground. The coordination has taken a little bit of time. It is better today, but getting the food out to outlying areas has been a problem. Getting the medicines out from the airport to where it's needed has been a problem. So coordination and logistics, it's a nightmare. They try to have these meetings every morning, and the different sectors like health and education,
right,
and communications, what have you, they call them cluster meetings. And they ask everybody to try and send somebody so they can find out what NGOs on the ground, the non-government organizations are doing, what the government organizations are doing. I visited the UN, USAID, the World Food Program, and the Joint Task Force that has responsibility for setting up the warehouses and the distribution system for the food. And I worked very closely while I was there for those few days with Haitian doctors from the diaspora who are there performing operations in tents. And the destruction is massive. The response is massive, but as not as well coordinated as it could be, and they continue to work on that. There's so much displacement, so much death, so many injuries, scores of amputations, people sitting in their homes or lying in their homes or standing in their homes that were hit by these big concrete blocks falling on them. Some of them, their arms and their legs, they're just not repairable, so they've had to amputate them.
So along with everything,
a lot of children. It's just absolutely overwhelming.
When there's that much radial damage to an area, streets are gone, side streets are gone, avenues, boulevards are gone, avenues are gone, and no repairable housing sites, it seems. that one of the plans that is coming down the line, they're talking about the building of refugee sites and refugee facilities to take place there. That only says that the temporary situation is going to lead to a vulnerability on the part of the overall citizenry. Question would be, at the same time that they're putting up these temporary situations for people, are there plans, or do you anticipate them starting to make plans for a rebuilding process? Because it would seem permanence is needed. Temporary has been part of the people's existence now for 30 or 40 years. I've got to do a break. Can I come right back to you, ma'am?
Yes, please, yes.
Thank you so much. 1-800-450-7876. Our guest on our live line is Representative Maxine Waters. Don't you dare touch that dial.